Right, the time now, 39 minutes past 7 on Radio Veritas, and a very good morning to Father Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Emma. How are you?
I'm fine. Good to talk to you again. I hope I see you a little bit later.
I think so.
Brian, listen, let's talk a little bit about the Mini World Youth Day that's going to be taking place in Durban. You went down to Durban, I think it was last week, didn't you? And
yes.
So we thought, let's talk to you a little bit about the Mini World Youth Day. You've come back, you met with the organizing committee, and what came of this meeting? What's happening? Can people look forward to a great experience?
Oh, yeah. We are exactly 7 weeks before the main event. So the event is going to be taking place early December from the 6th, and it's going to be in Durban. And it's attracting people all the way from Malawi, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Swaziland, Botswana. It's actually in the region.
Okay.
And so it's proven to be a big event, and I think for the team it's going to be a bit of a nightmare. But anyhow, I'm sure it can be managed.
Are they expecting many, many people coming?
They are. They are really expecting people. But at some point, we're a bit disappointed that the turnout was a bit lower than we had anticipated. And so, if there are people that are out there who are still interested, especially the parents whose children have not registered or signed up for the Mini World Youth Day, I would really encourage them to sign up, because there is a great lineup. The program is very, very rich, and it's something that I think any young person can benefit. And by young person, I'm referring to people between the ages of 15 up until even 35.
Now tell me, are people going to be living in tents on football fields?
I would love that. No, people have been booked. There are different types of accommodation. Some people have been booked in hotels. Some people will be living in what we call B&Bs. Some people might stay in accommodation which was owned by religious in the past, like retreat houses, you know, something similar to that, guest houses of religious and congregations and that.
Is it going to be a very expensive thing for somebody if they want to come?
No, it's not. Actually, it's very reasonable. If you look at that fee, it's actually subsidized. So the answer is no, it's not expensive.
No. About how much will it cost if somebody wanted to come?
$2,200.
Wow, that's for nothing. That's for the whole Mini World Youth Conference.
For the whole Mini?
Sure. Well, that's...
There's even an experience that they're calling immersion, parish immersion. So before the youth day itself, that are interested can even go as a parish or as a group, and they'll be living in families, in homes with people in either the diocese of Durban or Ishowe or Martin Hill.
Now tell me, Father Brian, is it too late for people to register now?
No, it's not. If they are really, really, really interested in registering, it is not too late. They can make contact on the website, which is miniworldyouthday.co.za, and there will be links that will direct them to register online. If not, then they can contact us at Radio Veritas, and we'll make sure that they're registered.
All right. Now, when one goes to the World Youth Day, it's going to happen now in Panama, you know, there's always a great attraction. The Holy Father is going to be there, and people look forward to seeing him and to hearing him and so on. What are some of the attractions that people can look forward to with this or at this Mini World Youth Day in Durban?
I think it's always, there's this thing about South Africans, we always look for the Savior, the Messiah, to come from outside, and yet the Savior is really amongst us, he's Emmanuel. And the big highlights, our Cardinal is going to be there, and so many people have heard and read about the Cardinal, and he'll be there, and he'll be actually, he's one of the champions of the project. Our Secretary General from the Catholic Bishops Conference will be there. The associate will be there. Lots and lots of bishops that we've read about, that we've heard about, say the bishops of Tazan, will be there. And it'll be a good chance for the young people to interact with their bishops, chat with their bishops, and hear what they're thinking in terms of the local church. Where is it going? We're actually going to be having a few government officials who are there. I'm not at liberty now to disclose who they are, but that is going to be a good surprise. So we will be having a few government officials who will be coming to grace the event. A few celebrities in the entertainment industries will be in the entertainment industry will be there. So it is something that people could look forward to.
I was going to ask you now, what about the media? Is the media going to be there? Are we going to be there and so on? What are we going to be doing?
The Radio Veritas is the official media partner for the event, but other media houses and outlets will also be there. And if there are other media outlets and people who are working in dioceses or for different media organizations, and if they want to register, they are very welcome to register with us at Radio Veritas.
Okay. And are they going to be able to buy T-shirts and caps and all that sort of stuff?
We're giving that for free, Father. You just get, once you register, you just get that for free. A water bottle, a cap, a bag, you name it.
That's all part of the 2,200.
It's part of a T-shirt too, hey?
And, wow. That's incredible. Everything. That's fine. That's wonderful. And is it a beautiful T-shirt? Have you seen them?
Great quality. I'll be wearing one sometime next week, so I'll probably take pictures of that.
I'm sure it's not as beautiful as the Radio Veritas T-shirt.
let's not get into that. It's a conflict of interest, I suppose.
Oh, my word. So anyway, yeah. So you foresee that it's going to be a great affair, a great occasion for people to meet one another and to hear some very interesting speeches. I suppose there's going to be a lot of discussions, group discussions and things like that too.
Yes, it's really, and once again, I'm going to direct, there's going to be a lot of panel discussions, round table discussions on catechesis, on our faith, formation of the church, you name it. It's really a holistic program that has been lined up. And if people want to access the program, they can go once again to the website and they'll see who is facilitating what and where, and they also have their profiles there.
Okay, so it's not too late for anybody to enroll now, to register, shall I say. They simply have to go to the Mini World Youth. Huh? Sorry?
Closing date is tomorrow, so people need to register. They really need to register in the next 24 hours.
Okay, and if they miss...
48,
And if they don't, they've missed the boat.
They snooze.
Well, what can I say? So anyway, so as far as you're concerned, Father Brian, you went there, you met with the organizing committee. It was a high-powered meeting, and everything is on track.
Everything is on track, and we're ready to go.
Wonderful. Well, I do hope that we are going to be there, and that's going to be a wonderful marketing exercise for us as well, I think.
Yes, we look forward to seeing Radio Veritas at the event.
And that's our little caddy will be rebranded by then, I hope.
Oh, what's happening to the caddy, Father?
Well, it's going to be rebranded. It's going to be looking like a new organization.
Oh, wow. We look forward to seeing that.
There we go. Brian, anything more you'd like to share with us about the Mini World Youth Day?
No, just a big thank you to all the people that have registered and those that have not registered. Please register. I understand some dioceses are giving subsidies. So if you're from the Joburg Archdiocese of Johannesburg, please contact Sister Juliana as the Chancery. I'm sure she'll be able to organize something for you and get you to the Mini World Youth Day.
And that is 011-402-6400. 011-402-6400. If you're in Johannesburg and you'd like to have a subsidy, you speak to Sister Juliana, is it?
Yes.
There we go. 011-402-6400. Father Brian, thank you very much for sharing with us, and I look forward to seeing you a little bit later.
Thank you very much, Father.
God bless you. There we go. That was Father Brian Mtlanga, who was with us here at Radio Veritas, the Associate Station Manager here at Radio Veritas, talking to us about the Mini World Youth Day, which is going to be taking place in Durban in December, from the 6th to the 10th of December. It's not too late to register. You do that before tomorrow by going to the website miniworldyouthday.co.za. or phone the Chancery here in Johannesburg at 011-402-6400. The time, 12 to 8.
Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection.